MDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge has found probable cause that the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when defying his order to turn around two planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members last month. Judge James Boasberg says the government can comply with the original order or he'll require declarations and depositions by plaintiffs. ABC's Devin Dwyer on what's next.
Even though we expect the Trump administration to resist this contempt finding, they will challenge it. They will likely appeal it. It will likely go back to the U.S. Supreme Court. Every indication I have seen is that the Supreme Court will stand by Judge Boasberg if it gets there.
Israel's defense minister says ground troops will stay in the security zone seized in the Gaza Strip, Lebanon, and Syria indefinitely. Israel also says it will continue to bar humanitarian aid into Gaza right now as it works to pressure Hamas. Retail sales surging in March, consumers buying up goods due to looming tariffs. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. We've had constitutional amendments on the ballot often over our last few elections. They've mostly come from Republicans in the legislature. Earlier this month, voters overwhelmingly chose to add the state's voter ID law to the Constitution that makes it tougher to overturn in the future. But now Wisconsin Democrats want to add one, a Green Amendment. They've tried to get this on the ballot before, and it hasn't been successful. They announced this morning they were trying again. It would add to our state constitution that everyone, including future generations, has a right to a clean environment, including pure water, clean air, healthy soil, and stable ecosystems. State Senator Mark Spreitzer says the Wisconsin Constitution protects the right to hunt, fish, and trap game, and this would help protect those resources.
It empowers citizens and lawmakers alike to defend our natural resources, ensuring that the health of our environment and the health of our people are central considerations in government actions. This is not a partisan issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. Protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits us all.
Three states have green amendments in their constitutions, and the measure has been proposed in at least a dozen others across the country. Meanwhile, a new path is open on Madison's east side. The Autumn Ridge Path connects Milwaukee Street and Commercial Avenue north of Highway 30. The project cost about $4.5 million. More than half of it was paid for by federal grants, and the city paid for the rest. The Madison Engineering Department says this now expands the bike network of the city. The new Autumn Ridge Path can connect all the way to the Capital City Trail, which can get you just about anywhere. The path officially opened this morning, and eventually city officials want to extend it further northeast. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers blanked the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers last night 5-0, snapping a three-game losing streak for Milwaukee. Brewers starter Quinn Priester asked if he knew he had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning.
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over, and fortunately didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, got, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickell announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Sunny, seasonal, calm, and comfortable today, with high temperatures making it to the mid-50s. We start to get a little breezy tonight with a few more clouds filtering in, and tomorrow, windier and warmer. High temperatures cap 60 degrees with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 45.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabe, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the NFL draft coming to Green Bay. What does that mean for local businesses? We'll talk about that. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zummers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome to hour number 2 of the big program from the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is...
Pump Day!
Indeed. Beautiful skies right now. Still a little cool, but it's going to be a very, very nice spring day, Zummers.
Absolutely. I don't have much more to say. It's nice outside.
I was going to try to find a Brewers. I thought, well, this will give me 20 seconds to find a Brewers score. But no, it's fine. It's fine. the point is the Brewers are playing right now, or at least getting ready to play, because on certain stations, we are preempted right now because of the Milwaukee Brewers baseball. And you can find over the air. We can't stream baseball here in on the app, but you can find the Brewer game over the air on terrestrial radio, as they say, like kitchen radio, car radio, in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in beautiful Hayward. And hey, look at this. The Brewers are up on the Detroit Tigers 2-0 right now, the bottom of the third.
Much better start than yesterday.
Yeah. Reese Hoskins, big home run. 2-run homer by Reese Hoskins.
Excellent. Yeah, he was one of the people who gave me hope yesterday.
Right. Zummers was there. It was not a great game.
He had a few good hits, but yeah. it just didn't happen.
Not yesterday, the day before, right?
Or yes, Monday.
Yeah,
Monday.
Monday, yeah. Last night, went down and saw my compadre, Kurt Kohler. We met in New Glarus, lovely town in Greene County. If you haven't been to New Glarus, and went to the Ott House, I believe it's called. Had a burger and beverage there. Good time had by all. And then... And this is from the trials and tribulations of Todd's life. Mom calls because she had a couple of young guys at the door. My first question was, are they Mormon? And she said, I asked them the same thing because they were very well dressed. No. They were there from Frontier Communications trying to get her to switch over from Spectrum to Frontier on internet. And they wanted to sign right now. If we sign right now, we'll waive the $200-some-odd hookup fee.
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah, I said, put me on speaker there. And I said, well, you know, just leave the stuff and we'll look at it this weekend. And, you know, if she wants to do it, fine. If you really want to sell it to her, you can waive the hookup fee next Monday. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know. And it seemed a little sketchy to me. And so mom did the right thing. And by, you know, because they were kind of pressuring her, which I don't like. You know, she's a woman of a certain age. I mean, I'm 55, figure it out. I mean, she's retired. And why are you knocking on single women's doors at that night? You know, I just didn't like the feel of it. All right, put it that way. And so had dinner and drove back to Madison. I thought, well, I'll just call and follow up on the phone call. Mom, landline at mom's house, busy. I'm like, well, she has a call waiting on the landline, but whatever. Called again. Could not get a hold of her. Then I called the cell phone. I texted. Could not. So I called my sister. I'm like, what have you talked to mom? Turns out she shows up about 45 minutes later. She was at church like a good Lutheran would be during Lent. So, and it was fine and perfectly healthy. And she just, you know, like, what, you know, well, you kids used to do the same thing to me.
Yep, yep.
So Todd now has become the worrier. And mom's just out having a good time and nothing wrong. Nothing wrong at all. So but I was worried there had been these two guys in the house with her, and then suddenly I can't get a hold of her. I'm like, what's going on?
That's fair. How often do you hear of door-to-door internet service providers?
I know, right? You just don't hear. And she did the prudent thing and contacted the Richland County Sheriff's Office and Joanne Krulatz, our great news director at WRCO. And apparently, this is a legit thing that Frontier is going door-to-door. So just – but they didn't have, like, Frontier clothes on. Or, like, any identification, really, which made me think it was sketchy.
Right. That is a weird way to be doing business, in my opinion, as well. Right.
But anyway, mom's fine. Everything's fine. The problem is with Todd is he's just getting anxiety in his old age. Mom's never been doing better. She's out there getting it done, feeling great, socializing. So how about that? Michael in Tosa, listening on WMDX, says the Ott House has an excellent Friday fish fry. I did not know that. Well, I'm sure we'll be going back. It's a cool little bar and grill. The service was outstanding. Really, really great. And they've won like the Greene County Burger Contest before. I had the bacon cheeseburger with some kind of a very, very mild chili sauce. It was really good. So anyway, tonight I'm going down to Milwaukee to have dinner with my former broadcasting partner, Kevin O'Connor, who was on the show a couple weeks ago when we did the show from Milwaukee. So that'll be a lot. Kevin and we may close the place down because we haven't seen each other in person in quite some time.
Yeah. From my perspective, it seems like Todd and Kevin, feel free to correct me on this tomorrow. It seems like they each had the kind of thing like, oh no, I haven't heard from this person in a while. Did I upset them? And that they both just thought, they must be mad at me. And then didn't talk for 20 years.
We'll figure out tonight if it really has been 20 years. And then when we got on the show last, and many thanks to my friend Carrie Pink, who set all this up, who's like the communication person at UW Milwaukee. And it was a lot of fun. So anyway, yeah, we'll update you on Kevin and Todd's adventures from tonight. Anyway, it is 12 minutes past the hour. Many thanks to Dave Mahoney, former Democratic Sheriff of Dane County, and Dale Schultz, former Republican state senator from Southwest Wisconsin. Fusion voting, we got to talk more about that, Summers. I think it's pretty cool. And if you want to get involved, again, unitedwisconsin.org, unitedwisconsin.org. It's 12, make it 13 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved. Nothing to give away. Just your opportunity to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Ready Network, except those that are carrying Brewers baseball. No, you can still. It still goes over the app, you understand. Before we get, I would be remiss. Have you heard of this like water gun game, water squirt gun game called Assassination or something or other?
I have heard of that because I saw it on Reddit on r/teachers where they were like, can we please stop doing this?
I had not heard of it until last night because I called my sister to check on mom, and my niece who's about to graduate is their class is deep into this. And so you pair up, and then it's only water guns involved. And like if you're wearing goggles, that's like some sort of armor and that doesn't count. But now you got kids stalking each other to squirt them with a water gun to take them out.
Outside of school hours, finding where each other lives. It's crazy.
Right. It's all outside of school hours. I never heard of this. And I was deeply disturbed by the whole thing. Anyway. Time for What's Worse. Now, are you a heavy metal listener, Summers?
I would say some. I would also say that the bands we're about to talk about are not heavy metal.
That's hilarious. Because to me, I would call them, I guess, maybe not heavy metal. To me,
could say hard rock. For
hard
some of
rock,
it,
yeah. Especially Led Zeppelin. But I'm no Phil Nee. I'm no Jeff Perry. You understand? I'm not doing a great weekly radio show called This Week in Music History. Available on WVMO, Community Radio Monona, with our friend Jeff Perry, who's been on the show before. All right, here it is. What's the category today is, what's worse, The Who or Led Zeppelin? The Who or Led Zeppelin? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Or text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today at your Apple or Android device. Simply go to your search bar and then type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. It'll pop up. Download it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. What's worse, The Who or Led Zeppelin? Speaking of our ongoing contributor and friend Jeff Perry on Facebook, he says, this is a hard one. I love both bands, but I'm going to say that Led Zeppelin is worse. Pete Townshend is a lot of things, but at least he didn't play his guitar with a violin bow for 20 minutes on stage. He says, by the way, he appreciates the plug for his show. It's a great program. Check it out. And see, again, growing up as a sheltered Methodist kid, it wasn't that I wasn't allowed to listen to this, but it just, I don't know. You know my biggest memory of Led Zeppelin? Going to the Richland County Fair, and I was pretty young, so I don't know if I was playing the balloon. I probably the pop the balloon dart game at the county fair. And they used to, the small prizes, and they were probably, I don't know, 4 inches by 4 inches or something like that, these little mirrors. And I won a Led Zeppelin mirror. And I was like, I don't even like Led Zeppelin. Now, I felt like Charlie Brown at Valentine's Day. All I got was a rock.
Which, by the way, Wikipedia disagrees with me. I guess Led Zeppelin is considered one of the progenitors of heavy metal.
Yes! See,
The Who are not.
Old man Todd is not 100% an idiot. What's worse, Led Zeppelin or The Who? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. One of my favorite lines, somebody says, what's worse, Led Zeppelin or The Who? Who? The Who. Which one is worse? That just wasn't my genre of music that I was into growing up. But I know for some people it was, like, we should, Rocker, you know, from Max Inc. Radio. I bet he could list off 25 songs from The Who and 25 songs from Led Zeppelin like that. By the way, Max Inc. Radio, great program as well. Available every Saturday evening, 6 until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, The Who or Led Zeppelin? Going to take a quick break here in a second and come on back and talk about that. Also, we'll take a moment to remember Wink Martindale. I was listening to Matt and Aaron Air with Jane and Greg earlier, which precedes us for another week or so. And they were talking about game shows. What game shows do you like? Do you remember Tic-Tac-Doe? It was hosted by Wink Martindale, of all people. Come on back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent months, Milwaukee health officials have uncovered significant lead hazards in city schools, mostly due to lead-based paint. Several schools have now been closed as the problem has been found to be more widespread. In late March, city officials formally requested help from the CDC, but in doing so, they learned that the CDC's entire lead program had been eliminated by Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is a major problem. Children in the state's largest city are being exposed to lead poisoning at their schools, and the Trump administration is not only refusing to provide assistance, they are eliminating the entire lead program that would help in cases like this one. Now, state and local officials must step up to do something for these kids, since Trump and RFK Jr. are gutting federal support. Milwaukee's children deserve better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Could coal make a comeback in Wisconsin? Pollution and high costs have pushed utilities to start shutting down coal plants across the state. But the Trump administration has announced emergency orders to boost coal, including offering power plants a two-year exemption from requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals like mercury, arsenic, and benzene. April 22nd marks the 55th anniversary of Earth Day. Back in 1970, Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson called for an environmental day of action that inspired 20 million Americans to take to the streets and demand protections from environmental contamination. Less than 8 months later, Congress created the EPA. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Well, Todd, do you think it was a tragic mistake?
No, Mr. Wolf. It was murder. Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, April 16th. A little recreation of the one of the best opens of all television shows, in my opinion, recreating a moment from CSI Miami, and for my money, the best of the CSI genres or shows out there. Of course, starring the incomparable David Caruso as Detective Horatio Caine. You had Jonathan Tago, Adam Rodriguez, Emily Proctor, Rex Lynn. Lots of really, the cast was phenomenal. It was beautifully written, beautifully shot. And almost every, and David Caruso's character, Horatio Caine, always dressed in black, almost always. And so at the start of every episode, they would be on the scene of a death. And someone would inevitably throw out some line like, you know, do you think it was a mistake? And Horatio Caine always had these great dark kind of aviator sunglasses.
Oh, and he's not looking at them. He's looking away.
Right, right. And then he'd have some line, he goes, he'd have some version of, and Mr. Wolf was one of the other detectives. He'd say, no, Mr. Wolf, it was murder. And he'd put the sunglasses on and away we go. In a way, it was a great formula for opening every single episode of CSI Miami. I really miss that show. And I try not, on the few times I've been able to and fortunate to hang out with our friend Kelly Call from just a bit outside the movie. By the way, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, available now for free on Roku and the Roku channel. Check it out today for free on Roku and the Roku channel, just a bit outside. But once in a while, I do ask Kelly Call a CBS question, and I asked him once, why did you cancel, why did you get rid of CSI Miami? Because it was my favorite one. And even, you know, he gave a very nice, polite answer, and basically like, hey, look, sometimes shows just run their course, you know, and that show had kind of run its course for various reasons, and it was a great show. But, you know, I think it's kind of the, you know, I'm not putting words in his mouth now, but what I got from it was kind of like Jerry Seinfeld in a way. Seinfeld ended Seinfeld when it was number one on NBC. And so I think it was a little bit, look, I mean, the show had been really, I think it was in the top 10 for several years, and better to end it on a high note than to kind of let it die out and peter out. So anyway, it's still available. You can still watch it, I think, on streaming on Paramount Plus or whatnot. It relates, you understand, you say, Todd, why are you talking about CSI Miami? Because that opening song was by The Who. And today's What's Worse question is, what's worse, The Who or Led Zeppelin? What's worse, The Who or Led Zeppelin? 844 Judas Priest. When's the last time I gave out that old number? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. Let's go to Joe, listening on WMDX in Madison. Joe, thanks for calling in. Joe, the Who or Led Zeppelin? What's worse?
It's Joel, but since I've been around, since they have been around, they're both way overplayed, and it's hard to listen to them with new ears again. But the real villains in this, and I love both the bands, but the real villain in this has got to be Led Zeppelin. They had to steal music to make it rich. They stole from Willie Dixon, You Shook Me. It took him over a decade to get his royalties and any credits for that. Then there was the Babe, I'm Gonna Miss You, and also the beginning to Stairway to Heaven. Babe, I'm Going to Miss You came from a folk singer who toured with Led Zeppelin 2 years before their album became a hit. And the intro to Stairway to Heaven came from a band named Spirit and an instrumental on their first album called Taurus. And they toured together with that folky and Led Zeppelin before Led Zeppelin became stars.
Wow.
And so the widow of the guitarist for Spirit entered a lawsuit against Led Zeppelin for royalties so she could pay for her daughter's college. And the judge ruled against Led Zeppelin, even though there's $500 million in royalties for Stairway to Heaven. He ruled against Led Zeppelin using outdated rules of evidence for creatives. So I have no idea how that case ever got resolved. But once again, I really enjoyed Jimmy Page. Robert Plant, I tolerated. I'm not a fan of the screeching singers. But no, Led Zeppelin, they were just evil people.
This is amazing. This is one of the top 10, if not top 5, what's worst calls ever, Joe. Very informative. I appreciate it. Thanks for listening, Joe. Have a great day. 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Menominee Falls. And Dave, listening on Menominee Fall, up in Menominee Falls. Dave, the Who or Led Zeppelin? What's worse?
CSI Miami. Worse than both of them put together.
You did not like CSI Miami, Dave?
Nope, he hung up. That's all he had to say.
Now, you can't just hate on one of my favorite shows and then hang up.
Well, I can see why a lot of people don't like it it's so formulaic.
How so?
Well, if every show starts with, it's a murder. They go to the lab and then they a lot of the episodes of CSI and CSI-like shows do follow a formula.
Some do, and that's my point, that CSI Miami was probably the least formulaic of them, and it also had a long arch of a story all about Horatio Caine, David Caruso's character, and kind of his ex-wife and their son and Columbia and the drug cartel. There was a lot of depth. It was really, really well written if you watch the show.
I have not seen that much of it.
You got to give the show a chance. Give it room to breathe. There were relationships within the show that was also kind of interesting. And it was really one of the most beautifully, the cinematography or videography of that show, the skylines of Miami and the beach and the people. And it was beautiful. Hey, don't hate on CSI Miami. If you don't like the show, pitch and get a show like that, stay in the top 10 like CSI Miami. what's worse, The Who or Led Zeppelin? 855-752-4842. You were on the phone, Zommers. I started giving out the old number. It's been months since I used that number. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. All right, quickly, Zommers, what's worse?
This is a really tough one because I respect both bands a lot, although one of the last callers gave me a lot to think about. I think my initial reaction, that information aside, was going to be that The Who is worse just because I love so many Led Zeppelin.
Incorrect.
Songs.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Led Zeppelin is worse simply because The Who did the show or the song for CSI Miami. Back with Tara Ariano and television after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. An update on safety measures for Metro Transit drivers. The city has some plans to protect them after five drivers have been attacked so far this year. As we've reported, they're putting together an interagency safety group that will examine policies and talk about potential changes, and then those changes will be included in new safety training this summer. But they're taking other steps, too. They're working with the mayor's office and Common Council to create a new ordinance specifically banning disorderly conduct toward bus drivers. Another would increase penalties for fare jumping. All new Metro buses have safety barriers for drivers. They'll now be retrofitting older buses, so they'll have those barriers too. And avian influenza continues to spread in Wisconsin. The pathogen has been found in 16 flocks of poultry in five counties. So far, it's affected 112,000 birds in those areas. The main way to prevent the spread is to euthanize the affected populations. It's also spreading among wild birds. And of course, the fact that they're wild animals makes it almost impossible to prevent the spread. It also makes it really hard just to measure how prevalent it is. But scientists have signs. Brittany Merlot reports.
Department of Natural Resources officials say there was a significant uptick in reports of sick and dead geese in multiple counties in December, as well as die-offs of geese and swans in January and February. The agency is also awaiting test results on samples taken from more than 70 dead sandhill cranes in recent weeks. They're asking residents to report any sightings of multiple dead birds.
And today is the day the sunburst chairs and tables are back at the terrace at the UW Memorial Union. They've been hibernating since the weather got colder. They're hosting a big celebration this Friday, and live music returns to the terrace at the end of May. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Yesterday in the Hollywood Beats, I reported that White Lotus season 3 star Amy Lou Wood was hurt by the portrayal of her character during a sketch on Saturday Night Live last weekend. She called the portrayal mean and unfunny. Wood took to Instagram to clarify that she was not upset with Sarah Sherman, the actress who played her in the sketch. She also said Saturday Night Live reached out to her and apologized privately. Katy Perry was in space for 8 minutes aboard a spacecraft sponsored by tech company Blue Origin. The spacecraft crossed the outer space barrier for a few minutes before coming back down to Earth. One of Perry's space mates, Gail King, said Perry sang What a Wonderful World as they floated along. Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos, whose wife, Lauren Sanchez, was also on board the flight. This marks the first time in history six women have gone into space on a mission that achieved almost nothing while wearing bell bottoms. Money well spent. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Sunny, seasonal, calm, and comfortable today, with high temperatures making it to the mid-50s. We start to get a little breezy tonight with a few more clouds filtering in, and tomorrow, windier and warmer. High temperatures cap 60 degrees with showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
It's more than a place to shop. Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from Miller's Crossing, Goodfellas, and Dumb and Dumber actor Mike Starr. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller drops by to discuss the Milwaukee Film Festival. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
We'll sing and we're going to dance.
Said don't, but I said I'm gonna misbehaving.
Welcome
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour, 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. Glad to have you along. A little music from one of the current television shows out there on TV. We'll discuss that and much more in just a moment with our next guest. She is the writer, editor, and snack enthusiast, Tara Ariano, co-founder of TelevisionWithoutPity.com. In addition to Cracked, her byline have appeared in New York, the New York Times Magazine, Vanity Fair, GQ, Vulture, Salon, and Slate. And she co-hosts, amongst others, the podcast Extra Hot Great, and it is great. She also co-authored 3 books, including a very special 90210 book. She is Tara Ariano, if I could say the name correctly. Tara, thanks for coming on. Clearly, I need to have a drink, and the show is not even over yet.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming back. It's been a long time. And, you know, talked to CP, our co-executive producer. I said, why haven't we had Tara? He goes, I don't know. And so I appreciate you taking the time. You're a busy person, but I love your takes. I know our audience loves our takes. For those that might not have heard you on the show before, just a little refresher, give us a quick biography of kind of like growing up and how you got into being a television critic and an expert on this.
Oh, well, I fell into it by accident, I think.
Which is the best way to do it.
Yeah. I mean, I just started out like being mouthy about TV shows on online bulletin boards. That's what we had at the time. It was the 90s. I'm that old. Met my co-author, she's still my co-host today. We've been working together for 25 years now, Sarah D. Bunting. We met on an online message board and ran a website together for a year before we had met in person. And that became Television Without Pity. And then everything else I've kind of gotten from that. All of the bylines are from people I think who knew me from that site.
Well, what I love about your take and on the podcast as well is it's real. I think you put it in terms of what we as a quote unquote normal viewer, not somebody who's nothing against, I guess, a properly trained or however you want to put it, critic out there. But I love your takes because they are conversational, the types of conversations that all of us would have with our friends and family. Like, I don't know, do you really like that? You know? And so I love reading your stuff and hearing about it. So thanks for coming on.
I'm happy to.
It's our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your role at Cracked, and then we'll get into some of these new and not so great television shows of 2025.
Sure. Well, I'm mostly critic of television, but also of sometimes a streaming movie, such as a Kinda Pregnant starring Amy Schumer or the latest Bridget Jones movie on Peacock. Sometimes also covering stand-up specials. Recently reviewed the new Chelsea Handler special. I have a review coming out next week about the new special coming from Brett Goldstein, who's from Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
All of that plus, tons and tons of sitcoms.
What's he doing? What's Goldstein doing?
Brett Goldstein, yeah. He has been a touring comic since before Ted Lasso. His first Edinburgh first Edinburgh show was in 2010. So he's been doing that for a long time. But this is his first, I believe, TV special coming to HBO on April 26th.
And he was a writer on Ted Lasso, and now now they're doing a season 4, which honestly, Tara, I'm very, very nervous about because I'm kind of, it's like, do we really want to go? It was so perfect, in my opinion, the first 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. What's your take on that?
I think a lot of people felt that way, that, season 3, it was plenty of that show and no one necessarily needed more. And when it took so long for them to say if they were going to come back, I think the assumption was it was done, but it's the biggest hit on Apple TV Plus. I'm sure they're not eager to let that one go.
Have you seen the new movie or not so new anymore? Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Have not.
Streaming free now on Roku. We're big fans because we're in Wisconsin. Okay. But if you get a chance, it's a great doc. I think it's great not just for sports people in Wisconsin. It's just well told and a human. Mm-hmm. It's a love story between a team and a city. So if you get a chance, because I'd love to hear your take on it. So just anyway.
Oh, great.
Just a
thought
there.
Thank you for the recommendation.
You're very welcome. So tell us, Tara Ariano, what is on your, you're going through, you're watching all these shows so that we don't have to. No, that's not true. But Zombers, that we were talking before we came on, I have found myself watching less TV over the last six-ish months because, A, the end of the presidential campaign, and then in Wisconsin, we had a big Supreme Court race. Musk dumps in $20 million. There is political ads on all the time, and it just made me kind of want to say, I need to take a break, but you're always watching.
Yeah, I mean, fortunately, writing for Cracked means I don't have to engage too much with the news half of broadcasting. So if people are looking for shows they can escape into, I've watched a bunch and I can help.
All right, well, let's start off with, should we do the bad or the good first? Or do you want to go back and forth?
Let's start positive, you know?
Sounds good.
Why give too much oxygen to the shows that we're going to say you can skip, you know?
Well said. All right.
We can touch on them, but we can start with the Righteous Gemstones. That was the reference that we heard coming in. That was Misbehavin' from this first season of the show. It's now in its fourth season on HBO Sunday nights. And this is the show about a family of mega church preachers. And at this point in the show, John Goodman plays the father, whose name is Eli, and he has sort of stepped back and his three awful children have taken over running the church. It's sort of, you know, it's mega church succession, more or less. But this is the final season, so they're wrapping up their story. And they brought in a new character this season, played by Megan Mullally, the wonderful Megan Mullally from Will and Grace. Yeah. Plays, I think it's fair to say now, a love interest for Eli. She was his late wife's best friend, and so they sort of reconnect, like a lot of older people do sometimes when there's a divorce or someone gets widowed. They, you know, reconsidered people that are already in their lives, and she and Goodman are fantastic together, and the kids are still completely insane. And now there's also a helper monkey, and I won't spoil how that into play, but that's part of the story as well.
And where is that streaming, or where can people see that at?
You can watch it live on HBO on Sunday nights, or you can stream it on Max.
All right, very good. What else do we have, Tara Ariano, on the good side in terms of television of 2025?
Well, not to put too much emphasis on Max, but I think by far, and this is not something I covered in my comedy remit, but we talked about it on our podcast, Extra Hot Great, but the Pit on Max, this is the new show set in an ER at a Pittsburgh hospital, hence the name, and it stars Noah Wiley and co-created by one of his former creators on ER. And the sort of hook of this show is that every hour of the first season is an hour of a shift in this hospital. So it's all told in real time, 24 style. Mm-hmm. And so you see sort of how they deal with minor emergencies and then how they deal with real major ones as the season goes on. And it's fantastic. Just if you honestly, the one of the better things to watch, although it can be extremely gory, way more than ER, because this is a streaming show, they can go a lot further than they could on NBC in the 90s. But you know, it's there's some gnarly medical experimentation, or not experimentation, procedures I should say. Uh-huh. And some of them are a bit experimental actually, but it's, if you just want to watch people being extremely good at their jobs and seeming like they're competent and want to help and want to make the world a better place, this will make you feel better. It's a great show for our times.
I saw an interview. Noel Wiley was on Colbert, on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. It was a really good interview, and I appreciated kind of his transparency in saying, I never really thought I would ever do a medical show. Because he was on, I'd forgotten, he was on ER like a total of like 13 seasons or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah, and that he was going to, but to your point, that was one of the co-creators or writers was involved in ER with him, right?
Yeah, yes.
And so that he said, well, it's told in a different way, and to your point, a different style. I mean, maybe we're more graphic, which I'm not into, but I'm someone, I've said this before, I appreciate good writing. In your opinion, is this show well written?
It's very well written. And they've as the season has ended, their last episode just dropped last Thursday, although it is coming back, I believe, in the fall for a second season. But they've sort of talked in the postmortems a lot about how they adjusted the writing for, you know, what different characters were bringing to it, and that, you know, every one of their extras, or a lot of them anyway, like even people who are just sort of in the background having no lines, they get to work for the whole season, because they, you know, it's a real-time show. They have to be in the background. And, you know, people got to sort of come to the fore in ways that they weren't necessarily expecting. They did a lot of nimble changes as it went on.
I love
so it's exciting to watch.
Sorry about that. I also really love the, as you said, the 24 show, the old Kiefer Sutherland, right? Show that was shot. And so when you see each of these episodes, it's just another day or another hour in that day. So I think that's I think that's cool. And it's called The Pit because it's in Pittsburgh, or just Pit?
Yes. Well, they are, and they also, the nickname for the ER is The Pit with one T.
Oh,
but the show is The Pit with two T's.
Look at that. I love that. And it's on, where is that? I'm sorry.
It's on Max.
Oh, yes, Max is what they have everything these days, right?
They
All right, we're talking with Tara Ariano of Cracked, and also shares a great podcast, Extra Hot Great, talking about the best and worst of television here in 2025. Tara, next next recommendation for TV right now.
But this is one I was not necessarily expecting to connect with because I'm not a sports guy, but on Netflix, Running Point. This is the new show that was co-created by Mindy Kaling, who previously made Never Have I Ever and The Mindy Project. Of course, she was a writer and a star on The Office, the American version. And this is the show that's sort of loosely inspired by the story of the L.A. Lakers. A woman played by Kate Hudson takes over running her family's sports franchise, basketball franchise in LA, and all the, you know, the league and all of the teams are fictionalized, but Jeannie Buss is a, is an executive producer on the show. So it's, you know, I would say loosely fictionalized probably, or, you know, pretty closely inspired. I don't think that there's some of the family stuff that goes down. I don't think they would want to claim, but, it's her, it's Brenda Strong. Drew Tarver from The Other Two is in it. Justin Theroux is in it from The Leftovers. And Max Greenfield from New Girl. Excellent cast, really funny, sharp writing, hilarious business show, family show, sports show, really has it all. And Chet Hanks, Tom's son, is in it as a basketball player, and he raps.
Wow. He was in a short-lived sitcom. Was it CBS or NBC? Wasn't he in... What the heck was the name of that? I forget. Because I kind of like the sitcom. It was well written. But I think it lasted a season or maybe a season and a half. But it didn't last long. But it was really, really good. I like him. I think he's a good actor. Good, has good stock, obviously. What's the name of that one? Where can people see it, please?
That's called Running Point, and it is on Netflix.
All right. Netflix and Running Point. I think that's a cool perspective. I like shows about sports, much like Ted Lasso, in a certain way. About a minute and about a minute and a half here before the break. Any other ones you could recommend before we go to break?
Sure. This is one that's still on the bubble for renewal. So maybe when your listeners go and check it out, that will make the difference. it's called Going Dutch. It's on Fox. You can stream it now on Hulu. It stars Dennis Leary as a colonel in the army who has problems with people up the chain of command, and they reassign him to a base in the Netherlands where nothing happens. It's not even a combat base. It's just a service base, which means they mostly make cheese and do laundry. And part of the reason that it's a punishment for him to go there is that the ranking officer is his estranged daughter. Ooh. And she's played by Taylor Mizziak from the sitcom Dave that was on FX a few years ago. And it's sort of about them healing their relationship. Just 10 like really smart, funny, weird episodes set. It's filmed in Ireland, but set in the Netherlands. And the two of them are great. I interviewed Taylor Mizziak for Cracked around the end of the season, and she was great. And I hope they get more because it's one of my favorite shows this year.
Wow, that's super cool. I'm going to have to check that name again and where that one's at.
Going Dutch, and you can watch it on Hulu.
Very good. Talking with Tara Ariano from Cracked.com. Also, she has a great podcast called Extra Hot Great. Going to come back and talk about maybe a couple of the lesser shows this year of 2025. Quickly going to the break, Tara. Yes or no, CSI Miami.
Listen, if you want to watch a show in the CSI family, that's the second best one you can pick.
Second best. All right, we'll come back and ask her favorite one after this. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. No more tricks and no more
misbehaving. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In 2024, a ballot measure to throw out Ohio's dysfunctional, politician-led redistricting process had its description rewritten by state officials to sink it. Now, Ohio officials are trying to sink two more measures they don't like, and the U.S. Supreme Court is now involved. Some background. Ohio's fair and truthful ballot measure requirements allows the state to modify a ballot measure's description to make it more accurate for voters. But can it use that authority to manipulate the process and block citizens from moving their ballot measure forward? Organizers tried for 2 years to get the language okayed to gather signatures for the Protecting Ohioans' Constitutional Rights measure, giving citizens the private right to sue the state and removing the qualified immunity that police and government officials are currently given. While organizers have acted in good faith, Federal District Court Judge Karen Nelson Moore wrote that Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost rejected the proposed amendment language 8 times and found the reasons dubious. The 3-judge panel ruled 2-1 that Ohio was restricting organizers' speech and must approve the measure's description. But April 9th, Yost appealed to Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh for an emergency stay of the Sixth Circuit's order, which Kavanaugh immediately granted despite the sketchy circumstances. We'll continue to watch this situation. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back to the Tahlil Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. A little CBS or ABC News, depending upon which station you're listening to across the great state of Wisconsin. And then a weather and sports update. Of course, our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, latest going on with the Brewers. They are playing right now across some of our stations across the state, the Brewers affiliates against the Detroit Tigers. And then stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next every afternoon for the next 2 weeks. The next one week, two until four. And then a week from today, we will be moving into Maggie's house at 2 to 4, and she gets a new house at 4 to 6. So that's what's going on. We're changing timelines or changing time slots, whatever it's called. So join us 2 weeks or in 1 week, 2 hours later. There's a reason, Tara, they don't have me do these things. Tara Ariano is our guest right now from Cracked.com, writer, editor, and snack enthusiast, co-founder of Television Without Pity. And she also has a great podcast, amongst other things, called Extra Hot Great. Tara, we appreciate you being here. What's your favorite snack right now while you're watching television?
Oh, you know, it's kind of basic, but I still love popcorn. Popcorn's a right? classic for a reason with, yep. you know, little flavored sprinkles on it. Can't go wrong.
Yep. Yep.
Love those. Lately, I've been eating Nerds Gummy Clusters.
Those are so good.
Like a real gummy child. Clusters. All right.
They're so good.
Thank you. Thank you for backing me up. They are. They're really sour and yummy.
All right.
So yeah, those are my go-to snacks at the moment.
All right. Before we get back to Antara, so kindness, join us to give us the best and worst of television so far in 2025. The question of the day on the show, as far as television goes, CSI Miami, Todd's favorite CSI. You said before the break, it's your second favorite CSI. What is Tara's first?
I mean, I love the original. Really? I like the original right. cast. Yeah, the one set in Vegas, not the current CSI colon Vegas, which is with some new people and some old ones.
Colon Vegas.
Just the original.
Sounds like a guy I dated one time, colon Vegas.
But I do have a recommendation if you are a CSI Miami fan, and I
yes,
know you are.
I am.
New show on the CW just ended its first season. It's called Good Cop, Bad Cop. Mm-hmm. Set in a little tiny town in Washington, actually filmed in Australia, of all places.
Really?
But yes, it stars Leighton Meester from Gossip Girl as a detective in town. Her father is played by Clancy Brown, and he's the chief of police.
Okay.
And the sort of premise of the pilot is her brother comes back from Seattle, and he is a little bit weird and quirky, and it's about the two of them being detective partners in solving little quirky, gentle, cozy mysteries in this town. And there is a whole runner in the seventh episode about how much the brother loves Horatio Caine from CSI and gets sunglasses to do bits with them, even though they're in Washington and it's overcast all the time. So that might be for you. It's sort of in the in the spirit of, you know, comedic crime solving shows like a Psych, for example. It's sort of one of those kind of shows.
It was murder. Then you put the glasses
on.
There
you go. That's exactly.
That's all you do. I love the character Horatio Caine. All right, thank you. Thank you for indulging me on that. Before we get to the bad or the not so great, any other really great shows, Tara, that people need to know about and check out?
One that just came back, I'll give a shout out to Hacks. This is back for its fourth season. This is the one that stars, it's an Emmy collecting machine, stars Jean Smart as a Joan Rivers type comic. Okay. And it's sort of about her trying to revive her career for a different audience. And she does that with the help of, a younger writer played by Hannah Einbinder. And so by this point in the show, they have Deborah, the Jean Smart character, has been named the newest host of a late night network show. And Ava, her writer, is the head writer on the show. And the two of them are having personal issues about that. But you have to really watch the whole show to get it to get the full backstory. And it really rewards it. It's a very fast moving, joke dense, smart, great show.
An old hack in a new time slot. That sounds like our show. But I love it. I love it. Absolutely. All right, Tara Arellano, give us a couple of shows coming up a little short in 2025 in television.
Well, it was unfortunate for Shifting Gears, starring Tim Allen, that it premiered the same week as Going Dutch, because they have a very similar premise. Both of them are sort of crotchety dads and estranged daughters trying to heal their relationship. In this case, Tim Allen is, of course, the dad. His daughter is played by Kat Dennings, who formerly was on Two Broke Girls, and they are having a hard time getting along because the daughter's, Tim Allen's wife, used to be sort of the bridge between their very different characters. Now she has passed away, and so they're trying to figure out how to relate to each other. But Tim Allen is just doing the Tim Allen thing that you've seen him do for, at this point, decades. Right. It's not fresh, it's not interesting, it's not anything you haven't already seen. And if that's what you like, great, you're eating well. And if not, then there's no reason for you to check it out. It's like, it's not funny, it's not good, it's not smart.
All right, now we have about 2 minutes left. Go ahead, minute and a half, go ahead.
I guess I'm also not a fan of Your Friends and Neighbors. This one just premiered on Apple TV Plus. It stars John Hamm as a finance guy who gets bounced out of his job and decides he's going to maintain his very expensive lifestyle by robbing his neighbors and fencing their stuff. And that would be interesting if, as it's sometimes being promoted, it were a Robin Hood story, but it's not. It's about him wanting to keep up appearances in this very spendy, tiny, you know, bedroom town. And if you care about a guy being able to pay $60,000 for two tables at a fundraiser... Great. Right. I didn't.
30 seconds.
Not be continuing.
30 seconds left. Yes or no, the studio on Apple. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I like the studio.
All right, good.
I like it.
All right. We love you, Tara Arellano from Crack.com. We appreciate you so very much. Thanks for coming back, and we'll have you back sooner next time, all right?
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tara. Tara Arellano, everybody from Crack.com. Many thanks to all our other guests. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, keep banging your drum. Bye-bye.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk with Kara Ogburn from the Milwaukee Film Festival and give away some tickets.
And we'll be talking to Judy Davidoff from Isthmus about the latest issue.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, speaking at the Economic Club of Chicago today, outlining the impact tariffs will have on the U.S. economy, he says, and federal policy goals to keep inflation down and job market stability.
Without price stability, we cannot achieve the long periods of strong labor market conditions that benefit all Americans.
Stocks plunging on that economic outlook. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom filing a lawsuit challenging President Trump's authority to impose tariffs, saying the use of Emergency Powers Act is unconstitutional. Gavin Newsom says the Golden State's agricultural will get hurt. Federal Judge James Boasberg has found probable cause that the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when officials last month defied his order to turn around those planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members en route to El Salvador. Boasberg's opinion states the Trump administration has a week to comply with the order or face declarations and depositions. This is ABC News.